You want to try to go up? We can mess with this all day.
Does the place you call the favor seem so small?
Do our missions moment. If you have anything that you would like to give to missions, now would be the time to do that. We have a box up here labeled missions. So if you have a missions offering that you'd like to give, you can go ahead and do that at this time. We are going to read you the letter for the Cromwell family, Byron and Judy. I remember when they presented, it was a really awesome ministry they have. And it says, "Have Sword Will Travel, Byron and Judy Cromwell," and their itinerant services. They go and they do kind of like relief for ministries. If you need to go on furlough or whatever, I believe they kind of swap out with that ministry. We're just going to read this here. It says, "Jeff answered the congregation's call to pastor Independent Baptist Church, arriving on September 9th. With his wife Nina and the three boys, his presence and immediate active service have already impacted the church. We have seen backsliders reclaimed, refinement to outreach and other aspects of the ministry, and a general tone of encouragement among members who have prayed for a pastor." So I guess this pastor, the church has been without a pastor for a while. "The congregation is excited and grateful for his arrival. Please continue in prayer for Independent Bible Institute of Zambia, Brother Raymond Mulillo, I don't know how to say that. Secretary for the Institute advises we must resubmit the identity information for our 10 officers, office bearers to the Zambian Register of Societies." That must be a government entity there. This is apparently the routine. There's a lot of typos in this, either that or I'm going cross-eyed. "Pray for students facing tough decisions about Bible Institute attendance. Brother Rajab," I'm just going to go with that name, "one of our promising students, told us of his family's ultimatum, either attend public university or leave home." This is something that we understand about other cultures. You identify yourself with Christ often means that you no longer identify yourself with your family. And there's a lot of that, and obviously this young person is confronted with that decision. So we need to be in prayer for him. Said he has until January to decide. Distance to the university will require him to miss church entirely, and he also advises us of the wicked dormitory environment. You can only imagine. Amen. With Zambian government recognition, we hope to alleviate some of this burden. Promising young people are given no choice but to attend university. After registration with the Register of Societies, we expect to approach the Zambian Ministry of Education to address requirements for transferring academic credits, and our own degrees and diplomas. Unlike the United States, a local church must not compromise autonomy to obtain this required recognition. We are still lacking funds to buy a car. Researching used cars, importers only quoted the sale price plus shipping. Finding someone to level with us about the entire car buying process has been like pulling teeth. After 6 months, we finally have a specific schedule of duties, inspection, and transport costs, in addition to higher base costs from reliable importers. We are now thankful to have learned this before committing to purchase. So, it's probably not just as easy as going down to the corner over here and telling them, hey, I got $1,500. What do you got? You know, over there, it's a little different. Amen. So, I'm not sure. I don't know of any Zambian car makers. Do you? Amen. Anybody driving a Zambia Z1 in here? No? Okay. If they make one, I'm interested, but I don't think they have one. Amen. So be praying for them for their car. Our vehicle fund now covers only half of this revised total cost. We anticipate an additional $11,000 is needed to complete the purchase. We are very grateful for those churches which have contributed towards our vehicle fund, but we now must ask our supporting churches directly for additional money to obtain reliable all-season transportation over the Zambian roads. Could you help? In Christ, Byron and Judy Cromwell. So if you can help, there's the missions offering box. Amen. And so just put in there. And actually, I'm not sure. Do we support the Cromwells? We do not support the Cromwells. So if you want to give to that, you can. We have envelopes. You can put it in there, say to the Cromwells. If anybody's interested in doing that, see me or Brother Travis or Brother Dan in the near future. $11,000. How much did they raise at the tent that in that one night for that one offering? Just real quick, it was like $3,500. Was that about $3,600? Amen. Two full sets of
two front tires, but
yeah, they got all new tires. Amen. Oh, and then they also, for that gentleman, I forget his name now, he's got a really cool name. What was his name? What? Shabdu. Man, he stole my bet. I was like, man, if I could name myself, it'd be Shabdu. You know what I mean? I mean, it really would. I would totally change my name to Shabdu. But anyway, they raised $1,400 for him. So, how much you got? Amen. Don't look at me like that. Everybody's like, oh, you talking about us? Yeah, I ain't talking to myself. Amen. Because I know I ain't got no money. No, I'm joking. I got some. If you got some, amen. So if you feel led of the Lord, please help with this. Amen. It'd be great to be able to help them. I know they've got supporting churches. They weren't asking us directly, but if the Lord lays it on your heart, $11,000, that need can be met by the Lord's people pretty quickly. Amen. Amen. Why do Christians always get so tight and start talking about money? Amen. I don't understand that. All y'all work all week to go make money. We come in here and talk about money because, like, we don't know what that is. I never seen money a day in my life. Amen. Quit being weird about money. Amen. If you wasn't so weird about money, maybe God would give you more of it. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to sing an acapella song. You guys ready for this? Amen. Well, we're going to do it anyway. All right. Living for Jesus, 218. Stand with me again, if you will, please. Living for Jesus. And you'll follow me as best you can as I try to follow the song. I have no idea what key it's in. What's one flat? It doesn't matter. I don't have an instrument. F. One flat is F. That should be okay. Stand with me, 218. This is a great song if you know it. Just kind of catch the tune with me and then sing louder as you get it, all right? Living for Jesus, a life that is true. Striving to please Him in all that I do. Yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee.
Amen.
For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne.
My life I give
henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
Let's do verse 4.
Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones, He's died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
Amen. You may be seated. Brother Travis, you come this morning and help us out as we worship the Lord and give Him. And whomever, children, may come follow you as well.
Heavenly Father, thanks so much for today, God. Thank you for blessing us and putting us in a position where we're able to give back to you, Lord. And I pray that we may be excited to be a part of the giving here, Lord, that we may be able to see where you may stretch your hand forward, Lord, and cities and other places you may reach, Lord. And just pray that you may help care for the needs here as well, God. And whatever it may be, need taken care of, Lord. God, I pray that you may provide more laborers for your work here, Lord. And, give us a burden for the lost, God, that we may be sold or lost or saved, Lord. God, I pray that you may bless the offering today, bless the giver, and pray that you may minister to us and serve the followers, may answer our prayers, and pray that you may be glorified in all we do. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen.
Care about money, doesn't it? We just leave it on the altar for somebody to come over here and take. 2 weeks, amen. Oops, that's my fault. All right, 195. Glory to His name.
Amen.
195. Glory to His name. Ready? You got it? 195.
Blood of life, oh, yeah.
everybody. Welcome to everybody to church. Junior Church, you are dismissed. Pretty good, right? As the jar gets quieter, you know to sit down. Amen. All right. Well, we're glad to be in church this morning. Pass that if you want to, bulletin. I didn't do any announcements. They're on the bulletin. They're always subject to change.
Amen.
So whatever. Amen. Right? What's potatoes? What do you mean, what's potatoes? Someone put potatoes. It was probably William. Yeah, potatoes. That's great. We all need prayers. Don't feel offended. Every one of our names are on that sheet. Amen. So, but it's good to be in church this morning, and we are thankful that we can come to church. Amen. Anybody paying attention? Don't look at announcements or anything, but same stuff on there all the time. Amen. Today's Brave and Free Sunday. We have ice cream and popsicles after service. If you're interested, if you're not, then Pastor Gimlick's feelings will be hurt. Amen. He spent his time and effort and probably his own money on popsicles and ice cream. But spent my money? Well, praise God. What's mine is yours. Amen. That's why you only got four popsicles, wasn't it? Because I ain't got no money. So y'all going to have to share. I don't know how that's going to work out. But they're all sugar-free. Okay. Huh? Actually, let me see that. Just for the sake of making sure I don't get... It is or not? So it is going to be at the same time? All right, just real quick. Do your daily devotions. Good News Ministries preaching fourth Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, noon Bible study, and fourth Fridays. Bible study, Happy Days with Pastor G. Saturday at 7 a.m. It is actually not postponed. That will be taking place next Saturday. So if you want to be there, be there. Amen. Visitation Saturdays at 2. How'd it go yesterday?
Good.
Went good. Praise God. All right, special planned activities. Emerson work. Yeah, whatever. Fall program. That's what we're doing. September through October. If you know what that is, we have the sheets in the back keeping track of your points. For certain things, if you're interested in knowing more about it, there are sheets in the back. It explains everything. You can join either blue team, go blue, or red team.
Blue.
Yeah. So today is... that was funny. They're just like waiting to the end. Red! However, you got to get your point across. Amen. It doesn't matter. All right. Rain-free Sunday, like I said, we have popsicles, ice cream after service, hot dogs Sunday, and baptisms. That is the weirdest combination of two things. Let's have baptisms and eat hot dogs. Huh? That's not good. That's funny. That's if you just as a quick announcement on that, if you would like to do something like bring drinks, like a 2-liter or like a side, potato salad, bag of chips, that'd be good because I'm pretty sure the church is only going to provide the hot dogs and the buns and the condiments. So if you want to bring some pop or some water or a side of some sort to kind of throw in there, you're more than welcome to do that. And because we've had numbers that we've anticipated to go up as far as visitors and or regular attendees of the church services, we're actually going to have to get more hot dogs and buns. So me and Pastor Gimmel will take care of those two things. But come next Saturday or next Sunday, amen. We're excited for the, I believe Brother Dave is going to be getting baptized. Your dad, right?
Yes.
And so we're excited about what? Ann Riley and Shana. Yeah. And so that'd be good. Where's she at? She's not here today. Is her car broke down again? I know it's been having issues. Amen. So, and she lives all the way on the other side of town. So be praying for her. Young ladies retreat. I don't know anything about that. Does anybody else know anything about that? All right, we'll figure that out when Pastor gets back. Missions conference with Pastor Tharp. That starts at the end. It says October 31st to November 1st. So that's at the end of the month. And then we have the ladies' church cookbook plan. Get recipes ready. That's over. So you no longer have the opportunity to do that. Sorry about your luck. Amen. So you should have done that before. Amen. But you will have opportunities to, I believe, purchase those. And cook the recipes. Amen. Did you put any in there?
I did.
You did? I didn't put any in there because I don't know how to cook. I only know how to eat. Amen. I can take care of that part of it. Amen. Huh? Know how to eat? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I actually can cook. I just don't because my wife, she's always got it, something going on. So. What? Being able to cook? To eat? Amen to that. So there, those are your announcements also. The most important part of this, if you want to look at it, you want to open it up, the most important part of this entire bulletin is the prayer list. Make sure that you're going through the prayer list and praying. You don't have to pray for everybody. Just or pray for everybody. I'm saying you don't have to do it all at once. You can break it up. Is what I was trying to say. You don't have to pray for everybody at once. Yes, brother. What is it? All right. Are they coming to visit you? All right. We'll be praying about that. It'll be good. Praise the Lord. All right. So those are the things that are going on. Make sure you be here for those if you can. But this morning we have Pastor Reverend Dr. Gimlick. Some of those titles aren't true, but they sound great on video when you say that. So we're thankful for him and however many titles you can string together, the better, apparently. But we're thankful for him and what he's been able to do being here in our church and his spirit. And he loves the Lord, and we're thankful for him. So he's going to come preach to us this morning. So get your Bibles out and be ready as he comes this morning to preach.
Good morning.
Morning.
If you know me on my regular day, I will say good evening in the morning time, and I will say good morning in the evening time. And I had a client this 2 weeks ago. She finally dawned on her that I don't know, after 3 months of coming in, I'll say good morning. It'd be like 5 o'clock in the evening, and she said, "What?" I said, "You just caught that." So anyhow, good evening. It is a joy to be here this morning. Let's go ahead and look in God's Word this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as we stand for the reading of God's Word. First Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would have not have you ignorant. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Word of God this morning. We just pray that we can learn something from this passage this morning that will help us in our spiritual walk. Lord, we just ask you to come into service this morning and show us some things that we need to may have possibly change in our own lives. Lord, set our hearts that they would be focused on you this morning. And Lord, we just thank you for the Word of God. It's alive, it's powerful, it's sharper than two-edged sword. And we thank you for that. We pray this this afternoon, it would be just the sweet joy and peace of just being here with folks that love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I was kind of like shocked for a second. I came up here and put my Bible and my notebook down. I said, where's my notes? And I have other notes. So I usually carry something with me in all my Bibles because you have to be ready to be able to preach at any given time when you start preaching. Because I've been to churches where pastors will say, you're preaching today. And I was like, okay. And I think sometimes it's surprising, but I like to have something fresh in my heart. And that's what I did this morning. Is I have preached out of 1 Corinthians before, but I believe that we need to have something fresh in our hearts and that we are excited and rejoicing about.
Amen.
So this morning, I would like to speak on something that we all know, or we should know, because we've been probably here for a while in the church. And my title today is Using Our Gifts. Using Our Gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if we read the chapter here, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would have you, or have not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities in operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by Spirit and the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the same, or self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by the Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether it be Jews or the Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if it was the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where we're hearing. If the whole or we're hearing, where we're the smelling. But now hath God set the members of every one of them in the body as it has pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, unto these as bestowed more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to thy part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffer, and the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly that best gifts are yet showed I unto you in more excellently way. Today I titled the message using our gifts. Paul's concern in this message was to warn the church about lack of knowledge. The church was gifted with the spiritual gifts and goes over some instructions on what they are and how they are to be used. Some Christians today are lacking the knowledge or information as to particular subject of the spiritual gifts. We will be looking at a few places given through the New Testament on this subject. I hope none of us will leave here today uninformed, unaware of what the spiritual gifts are, or what, in quotations here, the greatest gift of all is. Amen. God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for all may believe and can be saved.
Amen.
We know, Paul points out in this chapter, that every gift God gives to the church is valuable.
Amen.
The Corinthians seems as they have looked in the appearance to determine which gifts were more important than others. But Paul had made it clear even the smallest and the least and unnoticed gifts are essential to the work of the church. He also explains the role of the gifts of the Spirit in worship. Beginning with the value of diversity gifts is in the worship of God. He discussed the issue in three main sections, identifying the Spirit, the unity of diversity of the Spirit manifestations, and the unity of diversity of the members in the body. Here's five things that's concerning the spiritual gifts. The descriptions of the spiritual gifts is an extraordinary power given by the Holy Spirit. I see the display of the gifts, wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and the counsel. We need to have the desire to use our gifts, to use the gifts that God has given us. We need to be devoted, as Paul here is devoted in teaching the church at Corinth on their gifts. We need to be devoted. We need to be a devoted user of our gifts. They're from God.
Amen.
Fifthly, the decision to use our gifts are for the glory of God. Where's our decision this morning? Is it for the glory of God? Are we using our gifts for the glory of God? Simple steps to receive or to activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Step one is receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13 in our text here, for by one Spirit we are baptized into one body, whether it be the Jews or the Gentiles, whether it be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. We all have one hope to live for. And it's through the Holy Spirit. Secondly, to develop a personal and intimate relationship with God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, in our text again, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Step three, the hunger for the gifts of the Spirit and walk in love. And verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity, the love, is agape love, is greatest love that God has given us. There's several different loves, but this is agape. It's huge. The love that God's shown us. We need to take step four. Take the action of faith. Where's your faith at, folks? Verse 9. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. We need to properly apply our spiritual gifts. I see another three things that we can apply to the believer. One, we as believers had spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, a prophet withal. We as believers have a God to serve.
Amen.
And please Him. In verse 18, but now hath God set the members, everyone, them in the body, as it pleases Him. It doesn't have to please us, folks. It has to please Him.
Amen.
Three, we as believers have a duty. You have a duty. 1 Corinthians 12:3, earlier in the text, we see, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh, or speaking by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. In 1 Peter 4:6-11. 1 Peter 4:6-11 says, for the cause was the gospel preached unto them that are dead, and they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. But ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister to the same one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God, if any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Here are five things that the believer needs to apply their gifts in preparation worship. Worship God with our gifts. Be in worship. It pleases God when we apply our gifts.
Amen.
I have some notes here that I've taken. Once somebody told us as a congregation that we should take notes, and it's for our proper learning, and so when I come up and do my studying for a message, I have something to use, right? Brother Travis Inman, if you all know him, he's a good man to listen to when it says take notes. It's good to take notes because you never know when you can use them. In this example, I want to use them to exhort, to build you up in the knowledge of His Word this morning. So I'm thankful for taking notes. So worship. Here are some quotes I have. I want to share from the series of messages on worship that was preached by Joel Stevens at TRBC. We exalt God by offering meaningful expressions of praise. We are wired for worship.
Yep.
We are to worship God. That's the end of the quote. We are to worship God. This is a part of His creation. We are created to worship Him. And therefore, we cannot serve mammon and God. What kind of worship do we offer as being born again believers? We need to be planning to be used by God. We need to plan to be used by God with our gifts. Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through 8. Let's go ahead and turn there. Romans chapter 12. Verse 4 through 8. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every member of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let the prophecy according to the proposition of faith, Or ministry, let us wait on your ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with sympathy, he that ruleth with diligence, he that soweth mercy with cheerfulness. So we'd be planning to be used to God with our gifts. But then, 3, be acknowledged that the gifts are from God.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, 10 through 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 through 11. He that descendeth is the same, and also be ascended up far above all heavens, that he might be filled in all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Point 4, be using the gifts properly. We need to be using them properly.
Amen.
We are given the gifts by God. God gave us the directions. This morning, He gave the directions to Paul. Paul gave it to the Corinthians. We get it from God's Word ultimately, but we got it from Paul's teaching. Be thankful for gifts. We're supposed to be thankful in not everything. Why can't we be thankful for the gifts that God gave us?
Amen.
Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, concerning who? You. Three things about the spiritual gifts that applies. They are for the believer. They are for the church. And they belong to God. Five ways to serve God with applying your gifts: through prayer, through reading your Bible for instructions, through studying your Bibles as our guide, through being a witness and to evangelize to the lost world, through being active in your local church body assembly and exhort to edify others in the body. Amen. And if that's discipling, can you edify? Can you build up through discipling someone? Right. Of course. We need to be active in our duty because it is our job. He has gifted us with it helps our spiritual growth. It glorifies God to love one another in 1 Corinthians 13:13, to preach, to teach in Romans 12:6-8, to minister in Romans 12:7, and to keep the peace and build unity with the brethren. Are we building that unity this morning? Are we coming together as a church, working together, using these gifts that God has given us? Brethren, wake up. Paul says in verse 1 in our text, now concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren, I would have not have you ignorant. Are we educated this morning? Are we informed? We're giving you the instructions. How are we going to use them? Amen. This morning, you'll say, Pastor Gimlick, I don't understand the church. I don't understand the spiritual gifts. You will learn there eventually. But I believe I heard Evangelist Chris Hewitt say it all the time. That's for the believer. And the believer is going to understand that. If you're not a believer this morning, I want to assure you, there's one thing I want you to know before you leave today. And that you have a gift. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ, that who came to die on the cross for our sins, that you may have eternity in heaven.
That's right.
Jesus is the door. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friend, this is the greatest gift. It's agape love. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him
Amen.
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
That's you. You're in the world this morning. The devil has you. You need to leave. You need to stop. You need to turn. And you need to repent of those sins. And God will accept you into His kingdom.
Amen.
In closing, the greatest gift of all was the gospel. The good news. Jesus died for all sins, for we have eternal life. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's my favorite verse, probably out of all. He saved me. He will save you.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and step down onto the Romans road for a minute to salvation. I see this question this morning. I believe I'm good. Well, folks, and then it continues, it says, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
No.
No, absolutely not. The Bible says, in Romans 3, verse 23, for all has sinned, have come short of the glory of God. Friends, it is not good enough. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Amen.
Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men, that all have sinned. You say, is sin really that much of a problem?
Yeah.
If so, what hope can I possibly have? Well, let's look. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life to Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He's my Lord. After that, I have done to disappoint God. How could He send a son to die in my place? We've all been there, right? Well, it says, but God commits His love towards us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died on that cross for us, Romans 5:8. So you say, Brother Gimelich, how can I be saved? I'm glad you asked this morning. Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. The Bible states that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess is made unto salvation. You say, Pastor Gimlet, did God accept me? Did He hear me? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Folks, today we learned about the spiritual gifts from Paul, from the Corinthian church. Today, we have learned that if we are not saved, our sin is death. But we learned that we do have a gift. It's the gift of God. It's Jesus Christ who died and gave it all. And He said it was finished.
Yep.
At the cross.
Amen.
Where are you today? First, if you do not know Him, you need to be saved today. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Yesterday it was gone.
Yes, right.
Tomorrow is not promised, so today
Amen.
Is the day of salvation.
Amen.
What are you going to do about it? Today, Christian, if you're not using your gifts to help, to edify, to exhort this body, what are we doing?
Right.
We are sinning against God.
Right.
You're neglecting your fellow church member. You're neglecting yourself. You're neglecting your family. What are we doing this morning? Are we using what God gave us? I used His payment on the cross to have me a ticket for heaven, per se.
Amen.
when I go in front of Jesus and he says, "Why shall I let you into my heaven?" I said, "Because I call upon your name." And he says, "And thou shalt be saved." We're going to close in the invitation at this time. If you bow your head, close your